Simon & Schuster Audio presents Oath of Loyalty, a Mitch Rapp novel by Vince Flynn and Kyle Mills. Read by George Guidel.
At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of freemen, we must live through all time or die by suicide. Abraham Lincoln, 1838. Rented rooms you live in? 500. Meals you eat in hash houses? 1,000. Home? None. Wife? None. Kids? None. Prospects? Zero. Suppose I left anything out? Places you're tied down to? None. People with a hold on you? None. Men you step aside for? None. Insults swallowed? None. Enemies? None. No enemies? Alive. The Magnificent Seven. Prelude. Southwestern Uganda. Rapp nodded, though he doubted the subtle movement would be visible in the moonlight. Mike Nash had managed to get their SUV through the river, but then bogged down on the muddy bank only a few yards from dry land. The former Marine was still in the driver's seat, bathed in the glow of the dashboard gauges and dangling a winch remote control through the window. Beyond that, everything was still. Even the breeze had died, leaving nothing but the hum of insects beneath the idling motor. What little evidence of humanity that existed in this part of Uganda had been left behind a good hour ago, when rolling farmland had given way to empty wilderness. Above, the Milky Way was smeared across the sky, creating a false sense of peace and anonymity. In his younger days, Rapp wouldn't have given his surroundings much thought beyond analyzing their tactical nuances. He'd have obsessed over identifying potential ambushes and escape routes, judging the speed with which he could run across the unpredictable surface, and staying outside the beam of the headlights. Now, though, he could almost trick himself into believing it was a safe moment to take a breath.
Mitch, what are you doing, man? Irene's waiting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?